بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One sabaka, I will be teaching you barakat ke liye, to take barakat, your people's barakat. You are students of deen. Malaika make dua for you, ants make dua for you, malaika spread their wings for you. So just to take some of your barakat, and also to try and express how important Quran Sharif is. It is the most important, and we must connect ourselves with Quran Sharif very, very strongly. That not only now in our madrasa, Allah's fazl, we have a period of Quran door also every day. Normally this is not in madrasas. And your mutala time, your first part of your mutala time is also to make your door. This is also not in madrasas. So much in many madrasas, students who are jayyid, very good hafiz, but because 6 years, 8 years, they don't read Quran Sharif. Many of them, they forget the Quran, or the Quran Sharif becomes very weak, which is not a good thing. Quran, we must have our connection with Quran Sharif, the strongest. Also, normally in madrasas, where the Darul Hadith is, where they teach final year Dora Kitabs, that class is looked after very well. Carpets are very good, desks are all very good, etc. And where they are teaching Hibs, Quran Sharif, Nazra, or Hibs, there the carpets are torn and the desks are broken. So Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a very great alim. He used to say this is a very wrong thing, because where the most important sabak is given, and there the class is neglected. And hadith is important, but hadith comes after Quran Sharif. First is Quran Sharif. So Quran Sharif is most important. So all of us make a strong intention, make a promise to Allah Ta'ala that our whole life we will keep connection with Quran Sharif. That is, those who are hafiz, that we will read every day a reasonable amount. If we can read 3 suparas a day, very good. Otherwise at least 1 supara. And 3 suparas also, the best to do it is to read 1 supara 3 times. One yourself, you read it. Then if you are good hafiz, then read it in namaz, in nafil namaz, and before that, hamrawa somebody. That 1 supara, same supara. And when you get married, when you are finished, the best I feel, hamrawa your wife. Then in the house, environment of deen will come very strongly alive. And for you, for your children, and for the whole household, there will be a big environment of deen, and barakat of rahmat will come down in that house. And your wife's mizaj and nature will also go towards deen by the barakat of Quran Sharif. And then read that same supara in nafil namaz. If you are not such a good hafiz, then read half supara 4 times yourself. One time hamrawa it to somebody, one time you read it in namaz. So your 3 suparas will be done. And if you are more weaker, 2 quarter supara and read it 10 times. And then you hamrawa with somebody one time and you read it in namaz 1 time. And in this way, even if you are a weak hafiz, in a few years you will see how strong your Quran Sharif will become. So that is, and if you can't manage 3 suparas, read 2 suparas a day. If you can't manage 2, read at least not less than 1 for a hafiz. If you are not a hafiz, try and read also 1 supara a day for a person who's not hafiz. And then try and also make mutala, study few ayats of the Quran Sharif every day. Look at the tafsir. And then the best is to try and make tafsir for the people in the masjid every day after Fajr. 2 or 3 ayats you translate, explain it to the people. You yourself will benefit the greatest, and then the people will benefit also, and lot of tazgi, freshness will remain in your ilm, in your ulum, and you'll be connected with ilm also, you'll be connected with deen also. If you can't manage it every day after Fajr in the masjid, try and do it at 2 or 3 every day after Maghrib, after Isha, If you can't manage that also, 2-3 days in a week have tafsir. Then have it little bit longer time, 15 minutes. But if you have daily, only about 7 minutes or so. 7 to 10 minutes have it. Not less than 5 minutes, and try and have it not more than 7 minutes daily. But if you do it weekly, 2-3 times, then 15 minutes once a week, then do it half an hour, 3/4 hour, 1 hour. If you can't do it in a masjid, do it at home. With your family, with your neighbors, invite them, your friends, invite them. And if that also can't, then on your own every day you look at few ayats. You'll see what great benefit you will get. Tremendous benefit. So keep that in mind always. Eh? And try and read, be connected with Quran Sharif. Now we'll do one ayat here today.
Please be to eat.
It is titled Hikmatul Quran, the wisdom of the Quran. And we will see in this ayat what great wisdom there is. One is memory. Memory is to remember. Intelligence is that the brain works fast. And the brain can calculate and work out things very quickly and understand things quickly. That is intelligence. Memory is that you remember. And wisdom is things that are like also from experience and wise things. That a person is wise. Wisdom is different from intelligence and is different from memory. Some people are blessed with very good memory, but they don't have so much intelligence. Some have got intelligence, but not wisdom, not memory. Very fortunate are those who have got intelligence and wisdom. They understand and they can explain things very well also, and they can remember it also. And then if you are blessed on top of that with wisdom, that is a very great blessing. To understand things in the one is just to understand an explanation, whatever it is, logical explanation in deen, in dunya's matters, and one is to have foresight that if you do this, in future this will happen. This person, if you treat him like this, he will react like this. That is that wisdom. You understand how that person will be. Eh? Like for example, a cat, you try and you put your hands over it, it will be happy, it will be enjoyed. Maybe some other animal, if you do that, it might bite you. To understand that, that is wisdom, to have that understanding. So that is important. If this person here, you treat him nicely, he will respond and he will be good also. Another person, you'll treat him nicely, he'll take advantage of it. He'll become worse, he'll take advantage of it. One person, you shout him, he'll become obedient. Another person, you shout him, he become rebellious. So to understand that, that is wisdom. That's also a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And Quran Sharif has got all talks of intelligence, and to memorize Quran is one major part of the Quran. And Quran Sharif's great lot of part of it is devoted to wisdom. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ Wisdom which Allah had given. So this is also one ayat of wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. Quran ki hakimana ta'alimat, the teachings of wisdom of the Quran Sharif. The first, as you know this kitab, the explanation of words are given first. The first, qada. Qada, hukam kar chuka. That is a qada is faisla, is a decision has been made. Yeah, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ Allah has made a decision. Allah could use the words also, وَأَمَرَ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا Allah ordered, Allah gave an order. And order is something else. قَضَى is judgment, which a judge makes a judgment. A qadi makes a qada. He makes a judgment. So it is as though, like in the matters, what we all experience, you all also experience, that sometimes you feel my mother shouted me for nothing, my father shouted me or maybe even hit me for nothing, I never do anything wrong, he's shouting me, he's cross with me. So there is like a dispute. The parents feel you didn't do the right thing. You feel you did the right thing and they're shouting me for nothing. This happens to all. Whether in a family, this is a common thing, it happens. So to say, like Allah heard this court case, what the parents also got to say, and what the children also got to say. And after hearing everything, Allah made a decision, qada. Allah made a decision. That, what was Allah's decision after all this? The first is, Allah ta'budu, ye ke na ibadat kare, that you don't make anyone's ibadat, al-walidain ma'bab, as we will read in front, that your parents, you cannot worship them. You can't worship your parents, you can't worship your sheikh and your peer, you can't worship your ustad, you can't worship your nabi also, nobody else you can worship, only Allah Ta'ala you can worship. But Allah put the command of obeying your parents together with the command that only Allah must be worshipped. So in other words, that command is also very, very important. To obey your parents is very important, that Allah put it at that level. So that is one of the great wisdoms of the teachings of the Quran. Al-walidain ma'bab, parents, mother and father, walidain. Ihsana bhalai karo, do good. There are three stages. One is somebody does good to you, you do bad in return. You find such people also? Like a snake, a scorpion, if you try and be good to it, it will bite you in return. So some people also got that habit. You are kind to them, good, but they are bad to you. One is equal, barabar sarabar. That person is good to you, you are good to him. When he is not good to you, he don't make salam, you don't make salam. When he makes salam, you give him jawab. So that is barabar sarabar, equal. And the other is ihsan, which is higher. That somebody does good to bad to you, but you do good to the person. And that example we learn from a furud tree. Like small children, they take a stone and they throw it on the fruit, so that the fruit must fall down. Then they can eat it. So they throw stones and the tree throws fruit for them. So they threw stones at the tree threw fruit at them. So we must take good lesson. Somebody is bad to us, we must be good. So with parents, even if we think that they are not fair to us, they give my sister more, they give my brother more, they are more good to my sister's children, my brother's children, my children, they don't worry. Even if you think like that is your thinking. But Allah's judgment is, you must be good. Not equal. Not barabar sarabar, but ihsan with your parents, ihsana. Imma yablughanna, agar pahunch jave, if they reach. Balagha is to reach. So from the word balagha yablughanna, if they reach. Al-kibara, burhapeku, old age, when they reach old age. Old age is that time when a person becomes very sensitive also. Small things, he gets cross, he haven't got patience anymore, he just shouts also. In old age, all these things happen. Like, old age is like when you were a small baby. For everything you are crying all the time. You want attention from your mother all the time. Now in old age also a person becomes like that. And one strange thing is that when a person is a baby, and for example he becomes sick, the parents will make all effort and they will even make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, if you have to take the life of somebody, let my child live and let me die rather. The child is sick, I'm healthy, but let my child live and I can die. But when the parent becomes old and the child becomes grown up now and the parent becomes sick now, then the children's dua is, Ya Allah, give my father more now. That now I see he's suffering so much, he rather die. Parents' dua was that the children must live, we can die. But the children want their life, they say now the old people, if they die now is better. My mother is so old, we have to make so much khidmat, if she die now is better. What a change. So when your parents become old, then there is a special command from Allah Ta'ala. One of them is لا تنهر هما مجرك ان کو do not کیا scold do not جھرکنا like you shout at somebody or you ignore somebody, that is also part of it. When a person says something, he says it nicely, he comes with it, then you just shout at the person. So don't do all that with your old parents. They are now old age, they become short-tempered also, they don't understand their hearing, they can't hear properly, and they say, what? What? And now when you speak loud, they say, why are you shouting at me? When you speak soft, they say, what are you saying? Speak loud, we can't hear. When you speak loud, they say, why are you shouting at me? So old age is like that. So in that old age, don't rebuke them. Don't shout at them. Ikhfib, jukado, lower. And this is a proverb in Arabic. Ikhfib, janaha dhul, ajizi ka kanda. That your shoulder of humility lower it down. Like, don't walk like a big shot like that. Be humble like this. In front of your old parents, especially in front of anyone, but there's special instructions for him. Don't pull out your chest and walk like you're an army marshal and a general in the army or something. In front of your parents, humbleness. Ji Abba, Ji Amma, what humility, what humbleness you should appear in front of them. Even if you're the army general of the army, there with your soldiers, you can treat them like that. But with your parents, then you must be humble. Rabbayani pala un dono ne mujhko. They had reared me. They had brought me out. The Rabb comes from the word, to understand it, ihtarim abaka, respect your parents. لِأَنَّهُ رَبَّاكَ, because he made your tarbiyat. He brought you up when you were a small baby, you couldn't even open your arm, your palm. You couldn't open your eyes, your parents looked after you. You couldn't move, you couldn't change your side also. They changed you around. How much that is Rabbayani? They brought you up. You couldn't eat anything, they gave you milk to drink. They gave you water, they had patience with you. And how lot you were crying all the time. You messed your clothes so much. How much they washed you, cleaned you, they did everything. Middle of the night, your mother gets up to give you milk, you are hungry. You messed your napkins, you messed the bed, she changes you. And your father, you are sick, middle of the night, he takes your doctor, he takes your hospital. All how they brought you up, Rabbayani. How they brought me up, my Allah, Saghira. When I was small, when I could do nothing, when I was helpless, how they had brought me up. A'alamu ziyada janne wala. Isme tabzeel. The person who knows more. Alima ya'alamu, to know. A'alamu ziyada janne wala. Isme tabzeel. Fa'ala yaf'alu af'alu. Isme tabzeel. And af'alu is another sigha also. What is it? Jay? مضاري ما شاء الله فعل مضاري واحد متكلم أنا أفعله I did and أفعله is اسم تفضيل also في نفوسكم تمہارے دلوں میں in your hearts anyone can make the ترکیب of في نفوسكم في حرف جر نفوسكم MashaAllah. Mudafile milka? Majroor. MashaAllah. Lil awabin. Tawbah karne walo ke liye. For those people who make tawabin. Who make tawbah. Awabin and tawabin are two similar words. Just like in all languages we speak, like Makkah, Dhaka. Like Bombay, Mumbai. But there are two words referring to the same thing in many languages, many things you have like that. So, awwabin, tawwabin. Those who make a lot of tawbah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, after having gone through the meanings, waqadha rabbuka. Or, what is it? Hukam kya. Faisla kya. Allah made a judgment. Rabbuka, tumhare Rabb. What is the tarkib of Rabbuka? And then? Fa'il, mashallah. Allah ta'budu, magar ye ke tum ibadat karo. Allah has made this judgment that you should only make ibadat illa iyyahu, only of Allah. Only Allah is worthy of worship. Why is only Allah worthy of worship? Why? Jay? Loudly? Who said? Don't worry, if a student makes a mistake, it's no problem. Allah? Given everything. But then, what else?
Allah is our God. Allah is our God.
Allah
is our God.
Is our God. What does that mean?
Allah is the one that created us.
Created us and look after us and
sustains us.
He is the one who created us. Like in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum. O people, make ibadat, worship or your Rabb. In Rabb is the answer given why you must make Allah's ibadat. لِأَنَّهُ رَبَّكَ. He is the one who makes your tarbiyat, who brought you. He is the one who made you in the womb of your mother. You were nothing. One drop of semen, then a piece of blood, a piece of meat, then some bones. Nobody made that. Not your father, not your mother. Not the gynecologist, no scientist, nobody. Only Allah made it. And then He made you a complete form. And then He put life into you. Nobody can put life in you, ruh. And then He made you perfect, your whole body, how He made you. Then that you came out from the womb of your mother, so small place He brought you out in dunya. It's all only Allah Ta'ala's work. So therefore, and when you came in this world, He is the only one who nourishes, sustains you. The mother is just a means, the father, mother, ami, but only Allah. So He is the one who does everything. All of us, we must have gone through such times when it was like a very serious thing, but Allah saved us. Motor car accidents, or how we just got saved by a minute or a second, or just by a millimeter we got saved. Many things like that happened in our lives, not only on the road, many places. Who saved us? Only Allah Ta'ala. So, and to Allah we're going to return again. So therefore, we must worship only Allah. So, and then together with that, Allah has given the command, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And with your parents, have a relationship of ihsan. So don't worship your parents. But that command, Allah gave it in the same breath of only to worship. That means the biggest command of Allah is Tawheed, oneness of Allah. That is the highest, the most greatest command. With that level, Allah made so great the command of to be good with your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. But at the same time, also remember, don't worship your parents. So what does it mean, don't worship your parents? As it comes in other places, that if your parents command you with something against the commands of Allah, then don't follow them. Respect them still. Be good to them. Even if they tell you mustn't follow Islam. Even if they, for example, somebody reverted, a boy, girl in the family, and became a Muslim, but the parents say, no, give up Islam. So don't follow. That will be worshipping your parents. You're following their commands above the commands of Allah. So they don't follow them. But still respect them. Still be kind to them. Be good to them. Don't be bad and don't show them disrespect. But don't follow them. That it means that don't worship your parents. If they say don't make your namaz, don't get up for Fajr, or don't go for Isha, or anything like that, they stop you, then don't follow your parents in that. That you follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. But وَبِالْوَالِدِينِ إِحْسَانًا. And this is whole life, even when they are still young. You are small, you are 5, 6, 10, 15 years old. Your mother, father are 30, 35 years old. Still always show great ihsan to them. And as I explained, the three levels of relationship. The one is zulam, one is adl, and one is ihsan. So zulm is out of the question with your parents. Adl is fair, but Allah did not even command adl. He commanded ihsan, to be good and kind to your parents. And especially imma yablughanna 'indaka al-kibara, if one of them reaches old age by you, that is, you are living and you are capable, you are not handicapped, you are not paralyzed, you are not mentally unstable, you are normal, everything, and you find your parents have become old in front of you. One of them, aw kilahuma, or both of them have become old. Now at that age, their natural reaction, when they become old, they are short-tempered, they haven't got patience, they are shouting, that nature becomes like that. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not even say uff to them. Uff is in Arabic, and according to the Arab is Arab's language, but any word like akh, or just like you blow up your face and you show crossness on your face, or just say akh, go man, or something, anything like that. Don't show that, anything like that to your parents. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And do not shout at them. Do not tell them even uff. Do not shout out at them. Do not like reject them. Do not abuse them. Do not make them feel low or something. Usually now the young people, they got their own life, their own interests. They want to do all their own things. And the parents again, old age now. They are persistent, do this, they are calling you. Every now and then they are calling you, say, hey, these people are disturbing us too much, man. We want to do this and they not. Every time they calling, just leave them. وَفَلَا تَنْهُرُمَا. Don't reject them, don't leave them alone. But on the opposite, what you must do? وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Say to them words of respect and kindness, of softness and compassion. When they are that old age also, even they are like that, always be humble in front of them. Don't shout at them and try and be kind and compassionate with them. That is the command of Allah Ta'ala. And that is ihsana, the tafsir, the explanation of ihsana, that when they are old, then فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْيًا وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. But on the other hand, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And not only that, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلْ. And lower for them your shoulder of humility. Be always humble in front of them. Don't feel like a bossy attitude. Now I'm the big boss in the house. And your father of his own, or you told him, now write the house property on my name. Put the car on my name. And I'm the big boss now. And you treat them like servants in the house. Or you treat them like prisoners in the house. Because they are old, they are not earning anymore. Don't take them as a burden. But be humble in front of them. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلْمِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Of mercy and kindness. You must be humble also, but that humbleness also, not just to show I am humble, but it must be filled with mercy and with kindness. And at the same time that you are doing, don't be abusive, don't reject them, don't shout at them, be humble and kind to them, and at the same time, genuinely from your heart, make dua for them also. وَقُلْ. And make this dua. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them, how they had mercy on me when I was small. Hey, a lesson to take. When we were helpless, we couldn't do anything for ourselves. How much kindness. How we grew up. Today we are grown up people. We walking around, we doing our own things. We go where we want to. We come to the age where we are earning our own money also now. We get married also. We got our own homes also. We are independent. But remember at one time what you were. When you were small, you were helpless, how your parents looked after you. So when they have become now old and helpless, don't forget. You treat them also how they were kind to you. One person, his father told him that that old man who is in the fowl run, where you keep the fowls, the fowl pen, that he put him there, the old man. He says it's a very cold night, go and give him this blanket so he can cover himself at least. So that young boy started cutting the blanket in half. And he was going with half the blanket. So he said, why are you doing that? He says, that is your father. And you telling me, your son, I must go and give him this blanket. So when you treating him like that, when you get old, I will treat you like that. So this other half blanket, I will give it to you when you become old. Then he realized that, I'm treating my father like this, my son will treat me like this. So don't do that. Treat your parents well, your children will treat you well. And if you don't treat your parents well, your children will treat you like that. So be kind to your parents and make dua. وَكَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا Oh Allah, have mercy upon them as they had mercy upon me when we were small. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ As you do, so you will get in return also. So if you are good to your parents, to your parents, your children will be good to you. And if you treat your parents badly, you abuse them, you shout them, how many people throw them out of the house also, old age, parents, etc., just because now we want to live it up, we want to watch TV, we want to have a dance party, we want to have other things, and these old people are in the way, and they are stopping us, we throw them out of the house. Don't do all that kind of things. So have mercy upon them. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Rabbukum a'lamu bima fi nufusikum. Allah knows more than you what is in your heart. What is in your heart, what your desires are, your intentions, Allah knows them very good. If those intentions are good, in takunu salihin, if they are good, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا Remember then that Allah Ta'ala is for those people who make tawbah, Allah is very forgiving for them. In other words, make your full effort to serve your parents well. And that is your niyyah, that must be your firm intention. But you will make mistakes, you are a human being. You'll sometimes give preference to your wife, sometimes you'll give preference to your children. There's mistakes you will make, but your niyyah is, I want to be good to my parents. Sometimes you became angry, your balance of your mind wasn't right, you made the wrong decision against the parents, in favor of yourself, in favor of your wife, your children, your other interests. So Allah knows that. But your direction is right. Allah says, your mistakes I will forgive. Like a person is going, we want to go to Johannesburg, and he's on the road to Johannesburg. He gets a puncture, but he fixes it up, but he will reach Johannesburg. He ran out of petrol, he will get petrol, but he will reach Johannesburg. He's on the right path. But if you're on the wrong path, if you're on the road that goes to Pretoria, even if you don't get stuck with puncture and no petrol, but you won't reach your destination. So you must be on the path to please your parents, to fulfill the command of Allah. On the way you can get punctured also. You sometimes became angry also, which you shouldn't. But you make tawbah, Allah will forgive you. But if your niyat is not to please your parents, to make them happy, to serve them, and you don't want to follow the command of Allah, you're on the road of Jahannam. Yeah, even if you don't get stuck, it's worse, you're going more faster to Jahannam. So therefore, your parents, which Allah has given you, a great command Allah has given, that be kind to them. And this is all the wisdom of the Quran Sharif and the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. The tashreeh explanation in Urdu, which we have done already now, Parwardigar ka ye hukam hai, this is the command of your creator, your sustainer, your Lord. Ke sirf usi ki ibadat karo. Worship only Allah. Don't worship anyone else. And remember, your parents are not your creators. They didn't make you. They didn't create you. Allah created you. Aur maa baap ki ibadat nahi. And don't worship Allah Ta'ala. Don't worship your parents. Worship only Allah Ta'ala, don't worship your parents. But respect your parents and regard that command as the command that only you must worship Allah Ta'ala, a very great command. Balki unke saath achcha suluk karo, but treat them in a good way. Burhe maabaab ke saath, old parents, maabaab ke saath, and try and pronounce the Urdu words also. Don't say bure, the ha pra burhe. pronounce it. It is very important, good Urdu, that you can be recognized that you are speaking proper Urdu. Like for example, the door, what we must say, if I would say that push the door, but that H, if I don't pronounce it, then what will the word be? And how bad meaning is that? Yeah? What a terrible thing is that? Because you didn't pronounce that H which had to be there. Yeah? So just like that, in one madrasa, one India malsa, he told the student that he used the other word, and he told the student he wanted to say push the door. Small children. So the boys started laughing. He got very cross. I'm telling you, close the door, and you laughing me at me on my face. He took them to the principal. Principal was a very serious person. He doesn't just laugh in that. He shouted at the children, why are you saying this? Why are you, abusing your ustad? You laughing in his face. So he asked the ustad, what happened? So the ustad said, I told him to close the door, and he used the other word. The poor principal also burst out laughing. He was a very serious man, but he also that this word. So like that, understand in Urdu, when we don't pronounce this, many of us, the ha, we many, saat, to go with saat jao, we say saat jao. Saat is seven. Go with, go seven. So therefore, very important these things, that we try and pronounce this, or the pronounce it correctly. So burhe maabaab ke saath bad suluki to bahut buri baat hai. To treat them badly, your old parents, is a very bad thing. That is out of the question. That is zulm. Unke kisi baat par uff bhi mat kaho. Don't even say ah uff. Ah, all the time you people are shouting. All the time you're telling me to do this. Don't treat your old parents like that. Or na kisi baat mein jhirko. And do not, yeah also that, don't say jhirko. Jhirko, that ha. Pronounce that ha. Or na kisi baat mein jhirko. And do not rebuke them. Do not abuse them. Do not be indifferent to them on any matter. بلکہ ان سے ادب کے ساتھ بات کرو. Speak to them with respect and honor. اور ان کے خدمت و آرام کے لیے عاجزی کے ساتھ حاضر رہو. And to serve them, to make their خدمت و آرام, and for their comfort. Not only their خدمت, that what things they need, etc., but to make them comfortable. That is higher than خدمت. One is to make khidmat of somebody, and one is to give aram to somebody, to let the person be comfortable. Aajizi ke saath hadir raho. With humility, be always present. What can we do? And in fact, not only what we can do, but you think that now my father needs this, my mother needs that. Before they say it, you do it for them. And this is even when they are young. And when they get old, then even more. So think how many of us, we make khidmat of our parents. We try and do their work for them. We don't. We just, we demand from them money. We demand food from the house. We want money from them. I want this. I want shoes. I want a jacket. I want a jumper. I want this. All we demand. But how? What do we do for them? How much do we serve them? And those who serve, and the parents' duas come out. Parents who definitely make dua for their children. But when you served them and made them happy, and from their heart, automatic dua came out. Your work is done. Of dunya also, and of akhirat also. As far as your money matters also, your deen also, your dunya also. Once you get the duas of your parents, then your work of deen, dunya and akhirat, Allah Ta'ala will make it. So always treat them in this nice way. Saathi ye dua bhi karte raho. And together with all this, make this dua also always. Ke jaise mere baap aapne bachpan aur kamzori ke zamane mein, like my parents, at that time when I was a small child, and when I was weak, I couldn't speak a word also. My stomach was sore, I couldn't say my stomach is sore. Parents had to figure it out, that what's wrong with the child. Has he got a headache? Has he got a stomach pain? Is it colic? Is it winds that are troubling him? What is the problem with my little child? They too, you couldn't tell that I got my leg is sore, or the shoe you people have put on for me is too tight. Like one mother, a common sign that the stomach, a child has got cramps in the stomach is that the child kicks the legs. That's a sign that the child got cramps in the stomach. Then you have to give it cripe water or something to relieve the cramps in the stomach. But the mother had put on a shoe that was too small. The child grows very fast. Afterwards, later in life, you don't grow. Once you are 18, 20, your shoe size is 7, 8. For life, it is 7, 8. But that small child is growing all the time. So the shoe was too small, and it was pressing the child. So the child was kicking its legs. And the mother is giving it more and more gripe water, thinking stomach, the child got cramps in the stomach. But the parents try, but the child can't speak and say, what's my problem? That my legs, that shoes you have put on and you fastened the lace so tight, I'm suffering with that. The child can't speak. So at that time, how when you were small and you couldn't do anything and your parents tried everything to make you comfortable. They didn't worry about themselves, they worried about their children more. A lady came to beg by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Poor lady. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had one khajur to give, one date. She gave it, that lady broke it in two pieces, gave her two children. They were hungry. She herself was so hungry, but she didn't eat anything. That is how parents are. Hey, they worry about their children, their food, their clothes, about themselves, they don't worry. That my child must be happy. The child got everything, but just to be happy, the child wants something which is not necessary. And the parents need something which is necessary, but they won't spend on themselves, they'll spend on their children. I make my child happy. So when you were small like that, how your parents looked after you, now you look after them. When they are gone weak and infirm and old, you look after them like that. बचपन और कमजोरी के जमाने में मुझे निहायत प्यार से पाला. What great, great love, how they looked after me. पाला पोसा, they, how they looked after me. Hey, परवर्दिगार, उन पर तू भी रहम फरमा. ये also don't say उन पर तू भी. Pronounce that, hey, भी. It shows very great weakness when we don't pronounce it hai, ha, and we say un par tu bhi raham farma. It shows great weakness in a person's Urdu. So pronounce it ha, un par tu bhi. Read it. Bhi. Take out the ha. Aur unhe acha aur khush rakh, and keep them happy, and keep them good and keep them happy also. Make that dua for your parents. Tumhara parwardigar tumhari dilo ki har baat khub janta hai. Your Allah, your creator, nourisher, sustainer knows your things of the heart very well. The things of the heart nobody knows. Husband and wife can be sleeping right in one another's arms, but the husband won't know what's in the wife's heart. The wife won't know what's in the husband's heart. Farishtas, angels also don't know what is in the heart. They write your amal, your actions. What you speak, they write, they don't. But Allah knows what is in your heart. And Allah knows exactly what is in your heart. In other words, Allah knows your niyat. Whether you are making your old parents, you are treating them well, so that they must give you a big share in the estate. That's why you are making the khidmat. And you want them to write down for you the house, and they must give this to you, etc. Or you are doing it sincerely to make them happy. Allah knows what is in your heart. Tum agar neki karte rahoge, aur Allah ki taraf ruju rahoge. If you will keep on doing good deeds, and you turn to Allah, that is making tawbah. Tawbah means to reverse, to make ruju. You went in the wrong road, reverse, come back now, and go in the right road. That is tawbah. You made mistakes. And Allah knows we are human beings. We will make mistakes. We will go in the wrong road. But as soon as you realize I've done wrong, make tawbah, reverse, come back, and go on the right road now. To yaqeenan bakhshe jaoge, Allah will definitely forgive you. Kyunki wo bara bakhshne wala hai. Because Allah Ta'ala is a great, great forgiver. Allah forgives very greatly. Just turn to Allah and ask Him for forgiveness. He forgives you. So don't lose hope. Try your best all the time. And especially in this command of your parents, and especially your old parents. When your parents were young, they had strength in them. And you were small, they could hit you, they could control you easily. But now when they are grown old, if they want to kick you, poor, they will fall down. They can't even lift up their leg to kick you, and your father will fall down. And you are strong now, you can hit them also. But at this time, Allah's particular command, be very good to them, be very kind to them, look after them very well. So this is one lesson, which is a very, very important lesson. And almost all of us are weak and negligent in this. And Allah is so kind, our deen is so beautiful, that even if your parents have passed away and you didn't treat them well, it doesn't mean you're going straight Jahannam now. Allah still kept the door for you open. Now after they have passed away, keep on making dua and maghfirat for them. Make isali sawab for them. Allah will write you down as an obedient son. Though in your lifetime you were not obedient, but now still Allah gives you the opportunity. So we all, and I would like that every student comes and tell me after a week or 2 weeks, I phoned home and I asked my mother and father, maaf, that how I didn't treat you as I was supposed to treat you. Or that you wrote a letter to them. Or that you spoke to them if your parents are present. And promised them that from now I'll be a very good son. And I'll be very obedient and I'll make your khidmat. Who of all you will do that? All inshallah. Tum bhi karoge? Tum bhi likhoge? Ke phone karoge? Phone. And then come and tell me what their reply was. Be good to them and see what the result will be. And you'll make your deen, you'll make your dunya, you'll make your akhirat barakat. Noor, rahmat will come into your studies, into your deen, your ibadat, your life, your health, your finances, everything. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Fahimtum kalami? Mada fahimtum? Mada fahimtum? كل الكلام والعمل عليه إن شاء الله فهمت الكلام وللعمل إن شاء الله إن شاء الله طيب إن شاء الله Allah accept from us all and we learn 5 valuable du'as from our elders and by the barakah. One is at the end of a amal to read Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He didn't say, oh Allah, make my amal qabool, but he said, make it taqabbal. Taqabbal is from Babe. And one of the khasiyat of tafa'ul. What are the khasiyat of Babe tafa'ul?
Show desire.
One of them is?
Taniya
me parte. Okay. One of them is takalluf. Takalluf means like I have to be punished. I didn't learn my sabak. But Ustad, please, out of your mercy, I know you are very kind, Ustad Ji. You make me maaf. Like that, takalluf. That is amal. Ibrahim alayhi salam, what a Nabi of Allah. How lot ikhlas. What darja he got. But he said that this I built the Kaaba is not acceptable. I haven't done it properly. My niyat is not right. My amal is, but out of your kindness, Allah, you accept it. So all our amal, that amal at the end of which we a person has got this humility, not worthy of acceptance, Allah loves that amal. And that amal we did, and we thought, I did it very well. And your pride comes in a person, that gets rejected by Allah Ta'ala. So that is one dua. The other dua, ma sha Allah, La quwwata illa billah. And that means that whatever Allah wished, and only by Allah's wish and strength is got done, on whichever thing you read this dua, Allah will keep that ni'mat for you always. Even your dunya's things, your house, your parents, your family, everything, Allah will keep them for you. And your deen also, what you are doing, amal, you becoming alim, you have made ibadat, you made namaz, anything. Allah will keep that ibadat of yours going. It won't be snatched away by this dua. And, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, alhamdulillahilladhi bihi tatimmu salihat. All praises due to Allah, by Him, this nek work has come to a completion. No matter what great work you do, The whole world can praise you, what you and what you have done, but pride won't come in you. You will realize that Ya Allah, it's by your tawfiq. You give me the tawfiq. Be He, in that He is of the whole secret. That only by you, O Allah. So you won't take credit of it. Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq. In fact, you will say, what all the bad that was in it is from my side. But all the good is only from you. And that Allah loves also very greatly. And then the dua, kafara, a majlis. At the end of a majlis. To read, which we read after kitab reading. But it's not only for after kitab reading. We are taught there, but we should read it after every ibadat, majlis, everything. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. By the barakat of this dua, whatever errors, omissions there were in that amal, or mistakes we made, Allah will clear it out. And that amal will be made pure and clean. Even in your niyat, in your amal, you didn't concentrate properly in your namaz. And we know in our namaz, our concentration goes this way, goes that way, all that. Whatever mistakes you made by reading this dua like after namaz, then all that bad thoughts or that we didn't pay attention will go, Allah will remove it. And Allah will make that a pure amal. The farishtas purify. Like for example, somebody writes an article to be put into the Al-Muballigh, then he gives it to a friend, check it up, or the editors check it first, they correct all the mistakes. Like that, on whichever amal you make this dua, all the mistakes are taken out. And now it's made pure and clean, and it is presented. The other great benefit of this dua, a seal is put on that amal. And on the day of Qiyamah, like a person, a big something they're opening, some big minister comes, he cuts the ribbon. You will open the seal. Only you will have the right to open the seal of that amal. And that amal will remain exclusive for you. The fifth dua, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yusifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, wa alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. By the barakat of this dua, that amal sawab, if it is like 10, Allah will make it 10 million. Allah will increase that sawab. Like you just picked up something from the masjid on the musalla, small amal you made. But by reading this dua, Allah will make that amal so big that the scale that will be brought on the day of Qiyamah to measure, weigh the amal, that scale will be too small. They'll have to bring another big scale. That amal will be so big that a big scale will have to be brought. So all our amal, try and read that dua also. And of course, Durood Sharif, without that nothing can happen. Durood Sharif is most important. And one beautiful Durood, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu. Read that Durood. Then 70 angels for 1,000 days, almost 3 years, they keep on writing the sawab. So that sawab there is. May Allah inshallah accept from us and give us tawfiq of goodness in every way, all the time inshallah. Any questions, anyone? MashaAllah.